This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Good talk from Colorado Avalanche Hockey with the dude down the hall. Derps, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. But this news just came across. I just saw this. The Denver Broncos are signing a tight end. Nate Atkins going down with an injury. You remember Mercedes Lewis, the tight end? He had a lot of years with Jacksonville and bounced around all over the place. 41-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis just got signed by the Denver Broncos.
That seems like a waste of a roster spot.
It was a great call.
Now, they signed him on the practice squad. If they promote him to their active roster to play in a game, he would become the oldest tight end to play in a game in NFL history in the Super Bowl era. No tight end at age 41 or older has played in an NFL game.
What does that say about like the other two or three tight ends on the roster right now?
So, because Lucas Kroll just underwent foot surgery. Nate Atkins now out. So they're down to Troutman and Evan Engram. Mm-hmm. And so they need the blocking tight end. So they bring in Mercedes Lewis. Only two players, according to Adam Schefter, in NFL history have caught a pass at 41-plus years old. Can you name the two players who have caught a pass at 41 years or older?
Antonio Gates?
No.
Nuts.
Mikey, you were leaning in.
Who? Tony Gonzalez?
No. Mikey, you got a guess?
No. He knows we're going to be my guesses, but then I'm like, no, that would be too obvious.
One of them was on the Denver Broncos preseason squad. Once he played in a couple preseason games, Jerry Rice and Tom Brady.
Oh, you're going pass catchers. I thought you were going tight ends.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, just pass catchers. Yeah.
Yes.
Jerry Rice and Tom Brady.
I would have got Jerry Rice. Tom Brady, no chance.
No, not a chance. Rice did it in many games in 2003 and 2004. Brady had one reception at 41 years old in 2018.
Very good.
So, Mercedes Lewis could join elite company there. Derbs, the Colorado Avalanche last night taking on the New Jersey Devils. The Devils are hot right now, 8-1 going into last night's game. And what got into the power play?
Olofsson is getting more comfortable. I think he kind of makes things go a little bit, and then they put Val in the bumper spot, and he's just a large human. And all of those kind of things work together. I think shifting Brock Nelson down to the power play two and having Brindley on the other side of that works a little bit better, because then you have the speed and the tipping thing there too. So I just think it's the coaching and the meshing of the beginning part of a season here.
So they put Nichushkin back on. I didn't get a chance to watch last night, but they put Nichushkin back on power play one.
Correct, yeah.
And we were talking about that. I think that's what they need to do in overtime as well, yeah. Instead of pairing Marty and McKinnon together, because I'm not comparing Marty to McKinnon, but they play a similar style. Uh-huh. And that's why I think that's huge. But thought this game was going to be a blowout, 5-0, and all of a sudden here come the Devils. Scott Wedgwood needs a legit night off at this point.
I just see so much volume every night that it's just kind of the style that the Avalanche want to play is just going to lead to a lot of opportunities on the other side. If they could rotate three goalies, that would probably be the right idea, because, I mean, they're going to see anywhere from 25 to 40 shots a night. And that's just a lot of wear and tear. That's just a lot of time in your own zone. When you have all the pace going the other direction, just the ice is open there.
No, it certainly is. And did I not see that I believe they put Trent Miner on waivers for reassignment.
Correct, yep. So, Blackwood should probably go the next
Thursday,
game.
Right? Yeah, Thursday. Because he backed up Wedgwood last night. And this is kind of the weird thought in my brain. Is like, if he's healthy enough to be the backup, why is he not going to give Wedgwood a night off?
Yeah, I mean, we're 8 games in or whatever, 9 games in. Like, I mean, it's just a that's just a meh point.
Yeah, not
real important.
Finally get a win in regulation, 6-1-4 now for the Colorado Avalanche. Boy, when they get help from their second and third lines, they're impossible to beat. Mm-hmm. Zakhar Barkov last night with a goal. Olofsson gets the hat trick. Parker Kelly. I love when Parker Kelly scores a goal. That dude is the hardest working player on the ice night in and night out.
Yeah, they put Landeskog on the third line, and that helps those guys because it's a steady piece. We were always going to say that Gabe is the steady guy out there. I don't think he's quite ready for the ice time, and having 13 or 15 minutes of quality time of Landeskog with Kelly, Brindley, Barkov kind of mixing and matching there on the third and fourths really helped those young guys. I think that's a very good move, and also a good part on Gabe's understanding that maybe I'm not ready for all that ice time yet.
That or, I think that conversation maybe starts happening too, if this is just who he is now. Yep. After the injury. Uh-huh. Is he's a third line guy. He did get an assist last night. He took one shot, but only 12 minutes and 50 seconds of ice time. Yep. Which is very similar to what he had in the playoffs. Where is there a team in hockey that you like their odds better to win the Stanley Cup than the Colorado Avalanche right now?
No, but there's a handful of teams that are very good still. The Carolina is very good. Still Dallas is good. Still Edmonton is good. Utah
figured it out a little bit last night.
Utah will be a surprising team. They're going to give a lot of teams some problems. If they just get a tiny bit of goaltending, they're very good. But no. To answer your question, I don't. I think it's for the Avs taking.
Avs tied for the most points in the NHL with the fewest actual win number in the win column. That's what happens when you tie four times.
They
do get point, mm-hmm. And that's the end goal, is to get, points. You prefer points, but if you get a point, you're still winning.
Point is still pretty good.
Yeah, point is still pretty mm-hmm. good. 9:32 the time now. We're going to talk Front Range Spare Change. And you're going to be on the selection committee. Our right-hand construction poll question, we're giving away a free grooming to a cat or a dog to Earthwise Pet, and you're going to help me select the winner here as we wrap up the show today. You in on that?
I like dogs and cats.
It is National Cat Day, so you can tickle their belly.
Oh, and they'll smile at you and wave their paws.
9:32 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
I've been down the Mississippi, down.
It's no Dwight Yoakam, but it'll do.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
What's Dwight Yoakam?
Do you enjoy that music?
No.
Well, don't play it.
It's in your playlist.
I don't care. Does that match anything that, that would have been great right before we talked about the cattle market, which Derbs I'm scared about, but...
Cows.
But did that match? Hey, Avalanche, they're doing really good. Going to win the championship. Down in Mississippi. Micah?
It matches you.
He was so bad in the 6 o'clock hour Derbs that thankfully, thank God, Brady was here to do a segment because.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Michael doesn't arise before about 11 p.m.
Yes.
So.
Correct.
6 a.m. is a rough scene for him.
We had texters yesterday asking if you knew how to run the board.
Oh, pretty good.
They wanted us to do a show together.
I can push buttons.
That's about all. I get out of Michael, or I wish.
The right ones, I cannot speak for, but I can push that.
I believe that.
Simmer down, Pot Roast.
Don't laugh at him. You're just
pretty good.
You're just encouraging him.
Yes.
There's a lot of really... Why is Sam just commenting on our Facebook page? Our poll question, show us a picture of your cat or dog, and you could win a free grooming to Earthwise Pet. And Sam just comments, go Dodgers! Well, that's not happening, Sam. Can you get into the World Series?
I watched a little bit of it last night, actually. I didn't catch any of the 18-inning game.
That's tough to do.
Yeah.
I didn't either, actually. I can't buy into it, dude. I don't know why. It's setting up for an all-timer, and I can't get into it.
To me, it conflicts the other schedule. Baseball, to me, should be done a month ago. Before basketball and hockey starts, for me, and college football, for that fact. It's just too long.
I I also look at it and say both of these teams are the reason why I think MLB is going to kill itself at some point is because they, I mean, you get the number five and the number one teams in terms of payroll out there. So this World Series is, and I'm sure viewership's way up, and I hope it's not, but I can't do it.
Yeah, but it leads to a good product. Like, I mean, the games are incredible. So, I mean, I guess I don't. The money thing, we'll always disagree on that because I don't care on that.
Shohei Ohtani, greatest baseball player to ever do it.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody put it in this way, and I hadn't even thought of it this way, but it's very true. The Blue Jays are walking him, right? He was on base 9 times the other night. He was 5 for 5 with 4 walks. Mm-hmm. First time it had happened since 1942. Oh. That's pre-Pearl Harbor. Oh. Like, that's how long back we're going. He's on base 9 times, then comes around, pitches 6 innings last night. Obviously not the result that he was looking for. But they're walking Shohei Ohtani to get to 9-time All-Star, 2-time MVP Mookie Betts, 8-time All-Star, 1-time MVP Freddie Freeman. They're walking to get to that guy.
Yeah, he's a special talent. I mean, he is one of the few, because you get the 5-tool thrown around way too often, and he's like...
It's like 6 tools, because he can pitch, too.
He's legit probably the only really one that you can say, you know what, he is that.
Yeah, he might be the goat of goats, to be honest with you. I mean, we've never seen that. The game against the Brewers in the NLCS, like when he struck out 10 and hit, was it 3 or 4 home runs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's never, when you're doing stuff that's never been done before and will never be done again, in my opinion, he's maybe the goat among goats. Texter here from the 303, World Series is the best. I just can't get into it. And it makes my body sad.
If these two teams were playing a month ago for this same thing, I would never change the channel.
That's fair. But. All right, let's talk Front Range Spare Change. Yeah, we'll talk some college football, kind of where you're at. And I want to get your thoughts. The line is out early on the UNC game, taking on Montana State. I want to get your thoughts on what that line is on the other side as well. But first, let's get to the KFKA News and Sports Center. What is that?
It's a Smash Mouth is version of it's never gonna give you up.
Don't ever do that again. You know the rules, and so do I. That should be Rick Astley and him alone. I don't even get. Okay, that's enough Smash Mouth. I wish so badly that window wasn't there. That was a direct hit. I just threw a pen at Micah. Derb's Front Range Spare Change. How'd you guys do last week?
We were all right. We whiffed on one game, but we were all right.
Let me guess. The CSU game?
No, we were okay there. Yeah. CU.
Was it odd or even?
CU, yeah. That will be next week. CU was bad. We thought that would be a perfect letdown spot for Utah, and that wasn't the case.
No.
4-3, 37-34 overall. I mean, like, it's not great, but it's not terrible either.
No, you're winning.
Yep.
Especially trying to find bets with the state of college football right now in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's tough. Thankfully, we incorporated Nebraska in and Hawaii in. those two teams seem to save us every week. This week, I actually feel pretty good about the slate. We made quite a few plays.
CSU's not playing.
Yeah, and Wyoming plays San Diego State, and those teams are basically the same. So, I actually kind of feel pretty good here.
Okay, you're going 0 for.
Going to be like 0 for 9,
yes,
for sure.
Correct. Want to throw it out there. And of course, the line wasn't out yet when you guys recorded this Front Range Spare Change. Guesses on what the line is. Whose line is it anyways? UNC, Montana State, number 4 in the country.
Well, if UC Davis and Sac State were in the 13, it's got to be another touchdown from there. So 20 plus, probably.
24 and a half. That line did move Saturday again on the UNC game. It got down to 8.5 is where it was at. Of course, I looked at Ed Lamb this morning and said, I'm done picking against you guys, I think, every single time. That would be fun to go back and look at his record against the spread.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
It's mm-hmm. been, he hasn't, they haven't, not covered once this year, if memory serves. Anyhow, so what your best spot this weekend in terms of responsibly gambling is where?
Hawaii. We're going to go on the late show. Yeah, they get San Jose State. And then we also the Air Force Army game. We like some sides there. Both of those games, we kind of have 1A, 1B.
Hawaii at San Jose State.
Yeah. We just think the line's wrong. They opened up as an underdog, as a 6-2 team and a two-win team. San Jose State is better than their record. Just what San Jose State does well is kind of the strength of Hawaii's defense. Mm-hmm. And San Jose doesn't stop the pass. And literally, like, you might see 50 passes from Alejandro in that Hawaii offense. So sure. We expect some points and some fireworks, and we think that one team is better than the other there.
That's interesting. That'll be a fun late game on Saturday night. You mentioned San Diego State and Wyoming this week. Obviously, records would tell you that this should be a blowout. San Diego State 6-1, 3-0 in conference play. What did your numbers say about this?
Statistically, these two teams are pretty much so the same. They are even. Both teams don't score typically, and both teams play great defense typically. So I don't exactly know what to think still on the Wyoming side. You know, there's just so many changes, and it looked fluid for a half last week, and then a half that's like. You would think that in a rivalry game, that if they wanted to put up 50, they could have put up 50, and then they put up a goose egg in the second half. So it's still one of those things that's hard to tell.
It was those halftime adjustments by Tyson Summers.
Yeah, that was it. So we just think like this is going to be a grinded out kind of game. You would think that San Diego State should win by 100 here.
They opened on ESPN Bet, your favorite sportsbook. 10.5 is where they opened up.
Yeah, it was 10.5 last night as well. So when we were going through all this,
Like, I don't know where you're going. Of course, Front Range Spare Change coming out. What time today, Micah? And where can you find Front Range Spare Change? What time will that podcast come out? Where can you find it?
Well, you can find it anywhere you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, 1310kfka.com, and it will be out at noon.
At noon today, so this will be out there. So I haven't heard it. I don't know where you're going. 10.5 in a grinded out game seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot to me. We didn't pick a side. But we played a couple other angles that we think are interesting and for some better plus money there. If I'm a Wyoming fan, I'm probably a little disrespected with that. That seems like a lot for two teams that are similar.
Yeah, and again, maybe it's just that record. Why? How difficult is it? Because I think in other conferences, you can see a real clear separation from the top end teams to the bottom end teams. I don't think you get that in the Mountain West. How difficult has this been for you?
Yeah, this has really actually changed my process a lot, and in a good way, of evaluating things. It is difficult. So for what Clayton and I do, we basically break down like just the conference anymore. So it comes down to, well, if they're 50th ranked nationally, what are they in the conference? Is that first? Is that second? Is that third? And just kind of shrink in a little bit, because typically we're talking about teams that are – honestly, like 75th or worse nationally. And when you're trying to do that and look at a national scape of stats and analytics and all of that, you're like, gosh, all these teams are just bad. So you have to kind of shrink it in and really go, well, if they're 120th against the pass, you know, is that really that bad? Like, how many yards are they actually giving up? So it's actually kind of refined the process a little bit. It is difficult still because
forcing you to take another step.
Yeah, and the range of outcomes is still large with these teams because, you know, we've seen it out of CSU. You know, one week they'll put up 49, and the next week they'll score none. And same with pretty much so all the teams. The static to us right now is pretty much so UNLV, Air Force, Boise State, and a little bit of San Diego State. I'm not ready to throw them in there, but those three teams, you pretty much so know what you're going to get every week. Air Force is going to put up a lot of points. They're going to give up a lot of points. UNLV, the same thing. Boise State, pretty solid on both sides.
Visiting with the dude down the hall, co-host of Front Range Spare Change. You talked me into CU last week. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I feel like hopefully, because you and I, we talk a lot about this stuff off the air as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I give you your flowers as much as I give you, because it's always fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, I'm the one hitting the buttons. Yeah, 100%. You can say whatever you want, but I'm the one hitting the buttons. Mm-hmm. But it's always fun to mess with your boys. This one can't miss, right?
Yeah, always. It's always. And then you're about a half an hour in, and you're like, oh, my God, why did I do that?
Yeah. There was a great meme going around the internet, or a great video going around the internet. It's all just clips of John Krasinski from The Office when he breaks the fourth wall and looks into the camera. It's like when you're your friends come to you because you're the UFC guy, and your guy gets knocked out in 30 seconds. That's what I love about this. But followed you into the abyss that was CU at Utah last week.
Yeah.
Worried about CU? Are we worried about them now? Because you've remained optimistic and said, okay, you just got to change where you're going. They're not an elite team. But are they even an okay team at this point? 3-5, 1-4 in conference play.
Yeah, they're an okay team. They're about average. I expect them to still win probably 6 games or so. Five or 6 games.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Tell me where those are at. Home against Arizona.
Uh-huh.
At West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Home against Arizona State, mm-hmm. and at Kansas State.
Yeah, I still this weekend will tell a lot, honestly, because Arizona is good. What Arizona does fits CU's defense. Mm-hmm. So if Arizona goes in there and they hang 40 in Boulder, probably have a little different opinion. But they're a solid team. They're it's not cohesive.
Yeah. And Prime just said, listen, Utah just gave the blueprint on how to beat us this bad. I don't love hearing that from the head coach. Like, hey, they took advantage of a couple things that we haven't been great at this year. We'll be right back. Like, I would almost prefer coach speak at that point.
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone knows how to beat us now. Like,
yeah.
So what are you going to do? I should reserve judgment until Saturday to see if they do anything different.
Yeah. And we think differently on a lot of these things because, like, what they say, I literally, that's like 1% of me taking anything for it. CU to me is just.
I think you just summed it up right there with that sigh into the microphone. I think that's it.
They should be better, but they're not. I think the conference is better than what they are, and we got to be real too. Utah was the number one rushing team in all the country, so them running all over them when they typically can't stop the speed actions. CU does well at stopping traditional plays. They do a very poor job of stopping untraditional plays. So it's like when you get a team, especially with the backup quarterback, that's going to use his legs more, and they run that read option, and a lot of thing is read and react. Well, they don't read and react very well. Mm-hmm. They, like, if you line up in a single back and all those things, like, they're okay there. They're taught well there. But they don't do well with unconventional things, and that's literally all Utah did, and that's how you get to 50 points real fast.
Thoughts on this trick play that I would like to see somebody implement, okay? Been thinking about this.
Pitch it forward?
No, don't do that. The pump fake flea flicker. Hand the ball off to the running back. He runs up to the line of scrimmage, acts like he's tossing it back, and then runs. I think it's pretty good. I'll let that one marinate for a second. Hmm. We're going to see who's winning the free grooming from Earthwise Pet when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. All right, we've got our winner of the free grooming to Earthwise Pet. And we've got second place first, so I'm sorry you don't win anything, but I just want the recognition you deserve. Second place goes to D-Shry with Izzy Girl,
mm-hmm.
who texts in. She looked like a very good dog.
Yes.
But the winner is Zach with his old doggo. What breed is that? Is it like an Australian Shepherd mix?
It kind of looks like it, yeah. It's got the black and gray and, like, honestly, like the frost white tones all over the face.
Yes.
Cute no dog. Cats?
Looks, no cats
yeah.
today. No cats were nominated today. So Zach is the winner of the free grooming to Earthwise Pet. Here on National Cat Day, we're picking a dog to get the grooming. But you know what? Congratulations to Zach. We'll get in contact with you, and Tim will hook you up over there at Earthwise Pet. Couple of final thoughts from me. The NHL scheduling is dumb. 16 games last night, 1 game tonight. I don't care. So thought that was dumb. World Series, man, I got to find a way to try and find motivation to watch. I love baseball. I just can't. I can't buy into it. I don't know why.
It's great baseball.
It is. It is very. Maybe that's why I don't like it.
Yeah, you're used to,
the Rockies.
Give me about six errors and about nine home runs and I'm back in.
Yeah, correct. Correct. That's more familiar with what I'm used to watching. 6 o'clock tonight, Toronto Blue Jays take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Texter here just distracted the hell out of me. Texter from the 512, if he plays Smash Mouth again, I'm throwing bread at him. Micah, you have now had a...
Oh, that's a good reference.
I hate you. Bruce, how do you do this? I don't understand how Bruce does this. At least it's just an hour that Bruce has to deal with this. I don't know how Brady does it. I don't understand.
They keep their headphones on.
Will you come and co-host with me tomorrow?
You should look up Smash Mouth throwing bread.
You should. Actually, that was a pretty good reference there. All right. Coach Speak coming up next. Whole show 11 to 2 today. As Derbs would say, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.